Grand Marquis stars Holland Soleil with Burl Vaughn in a swiftly moving comedy of super salesmanship by Joel Prinsback entitled If the Shoe Fits. And now, before the play itself, here's a greeting from NBC's young star, Holland Soleil.
Thank you, Chief Kirby, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Our story tonight concerns an energetic young advertising copywriter, Paul Richman, and a sweet but somewhat stubborn young woman, Carol Bolton. Trying to get a new slant on the shoe business by actually selling them, Paul puts his heart and soul into it, very nearly winding up a heel. From beginning to end, it's a tight squeeze. And begin it does, as Paul's boss finds much to be desired in his advertising copy.
Come in, come in.
Good morning, Mr. Bunker.
Well. Come in, my boy, come in. Let's see now. What's your problem?
Well, you see, Mr. Bunker...
That's quite all right. Anything I can do to help. Just relax. Don't be bashful. We're all one big happy family at the Bunker Agency. Here, have a gumdrop.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Bunker.
All right, my boy. Come to the point. What's on your mind?
Well, you sent for me.
I did?
Oh, you mean I...
Oh, I did, yes.
Yes, so I did. Sit down. Have a gumdrop.
I've had one, Mr. Bunker.
Have another. Well, sir, I've had some corking good reports on your copy, Richmond. Corking good.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that, Mr. Bunker.
Yes, indeed. Wonderful reports. Let's see. You work on Hiddly Piddly Whole Wheat Bread, don't you?
Oh, no, sir. No, I'm on Parker Shoes.
Oh, that's good. That's fine. Parker Shoes. Oh, that's terrible, terrible. That's bad.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Bunker, but every time I get
you've been working on slogans, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's have one.
Well, now, here's one.
Come, chew.
What do you think of this? Got the blues? Try Parker Shoes.
No. 1,000 times no.
No?
No.
Oh.
Got the blues? Try Parker Shoes. Name on you, Richmond. Come on, shoot.
Here's one, sir, that I thought of in the subway this morning. Here's good news. It's wise to choose Parker shoes.
Oh, no, dear me. Why do you ride in subways?
Well,
that leaves me cold, stone cold. Richmond, have you ever sold shoes?
Well, I...
Of course not. Anyone can see you haven't. Tell you what, Richmond. I'll have Mr. Parker give you a job in one of his stores. You can learn to sell them over the counter. Get your hand on the public purse.
Pulse.
Well, how does that strike you?
Well, I don't know, sir.
Of course, I knew you'd agree. Get your hat. Miss Hammerhead, get me Mr. Parker on the line, pronto.
And remember, Richmond, a good shoe salesman is always on his toes, mentally and physically.
Yes, sir.
So don't forget to smile and look sprightly.
Yes, Mr. Collins, and the customer is always right.
Right. I'm going to the bank now. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Goodbye, Mr. Collins. It's sprightly and smile. Boy, what a job this is going to be. Oh, good morning, madam. Miss?
Good morning.
Well, good morning.
I beg your pardon.
You wanted to see something in shoes, miss?
Yes.
Well, won't you sit down?
Thank you.
Now then, something in a sandal? We have some very nice platforms. Red, blue, green, alligator.
No, I think I'd like something a little more dressy.
And have you purchased shoes here before, Miss...
Bolton, Carol Bolton. Yes, I have.
How do you do? I'm Paul Richmond.
How do you do? Now, about the shoes, Mr. Richmond.
Oh, yes. Now, if you'll permit me, left foot, please.
Ouch!
Tight. Let's see. Oh, 5A, my favorite size. Yeah, which reminds me, now, we have something here in a 5A, too, that I know you're going to like. And we only have one pair left.
Oh?
Now, well, somebody's taken them out of the box. No. Here they are behind the counter. Look.
Leopard skin? Mm-hmm. Oh, they're beautiful.
Shall we try them on?
I'm afraid they're a little more than I can afford.
Oh, come on now. Slip them on just the size.
Well, all right.
And there. Now then, I want you to see yourself in the mirror. Step right over here.
Oh!
There. Aren't they gorgeous?
Oh, I wish you wouldn't tempt me this way. How much are they?
Well, now, let's see. Oh, the price tag is missing, but, well, just between you and me, you know, Mr. Collins gets stuck with odd pairs every once in a while, so we'll let you have these in a bargain.
Now, how much?
Well, is $10 too much?
Would you really let me have them for $10?
Why, certainly. If you want them, they're yours. Every customer is a satisfied customer at Parker Shoe Store.
Oh, but these leopard skin shoes are worth a good deal more than $10.
Why, Miss Bolton, don't you know that Parker's prices are lower and Parker's quality is higher?
Oh, really?
Yes.
But now I don't want to get you into any trouble.
Believe me, Miss Bolton, you're doing us a favor. Shall I wrap up your other shoes?
No, I'll take the leopard skins along with me.
Good. Now, if I may have your address for the salesman.
Carol Bolton. That's 359 Alfred Street.
Carol. I like that name. Carol Bolton, 359 Alfred. Mm-hmm. Is it the charge?
No. Here you are.
All right, thank you.
You've been very nice. Next time I see Mr. Parker, I'm going to tell him.
Oh, you know Mr. Parker?
Oh, yes.
Well, well, small world, isn't it? Here you are, and many, many thanks, Miss Bolton.
Well, thank you.
Good day.
Goodbye.
Well, Carol Bolton. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Parker shoes, Parker shoes, Parker all the way. Oh, what fun it is to... Dun, 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 dun. Oh, no. Oh, good morning, madam. May I be of service to you?
Young man, where is Mr. Collins?
Why, he just stepped out for a minute, madam, but I'm familiar with all the stocks.
No. I'm Mrs. J.P. Parker, and I want Mr. Collins.
Was that so? Well, the Mr. Parker who owns this store has the same initials as you, J.P.
I am Mrs. J. Pierpoint Parker.
Oh, you are?
Yes. You're new here, aren't you?
Yes, I just started.
I thought so. My husband says the chain of stores is no stronger than its newest link.
And politeness is the password in pocket.
Well, necessary. Now, where are my shoes?
Your shoes?
Of course.
Oh, shoes, yes. If you'll describe them, perhaps I can...
Leopard skin, 5A.
All right, Mrs. Parker, I'll see if I... Leopard skin?
That's right.
5A?
Yes. What's the matter with you?
Nothing. I'm fine. Oh, I remember now, Mrs. Parker. I don't think they're quite ready. I'm sorry,
nonsense. I spoke to Mr. Collins only yesterday.
Well, yes, Mrs. Parker, but you see, an unexpected development developed.
What are you talking about, young man?
Well, if you could just come back tomorrow, Mrs. Parker, I'm sure we'd have...
Oh, there you are, Mr. Collins.
Well, Mrs. Parker, good morning. You're looking well this morning.
Never mind that. What's this about my leopard skin shoes not being ready?
Not ready? Oh, there's some mistake, Mrs. Parker. I have them right back here under the counter.
Mr. Collins,
yes, Richmond?
How is everything at the bank?
Bank? Fine. Quite all right. I'll just be a moment, Mrs. Parker.
Mr. Collins, oh, my gosh.
Young man, what is the matter with you? Why, you look positively pale.
I do.
Richmond?
Yes, sir?
Where is that pair of leopard skin shoes? I left them under the counter.
Well, I...
Really, Mr. Collins, this has gone on quite long enough. Do you have the shoes or don't you?
I'm dreadfully sorry, Mrs. Parker. I'm sure we'll find them in a moment.
Well, then see that you do. I can't wait much longer.
Of course, Mrs. Parker. Richmond, did you move those shoes?
Me? Why? Yes, sir. I did.
Why didn't you say so? Where are they?
Well, as a matter of fact, Mr. Collins, they aren't here.
Aren't here?
No, sir. I sent them out to be cleaned.
What? A new pair of shoes?
Yes, they had some spots on them.
Spots? Of course they had spots. They were leopard skin.
I never heard of such a thing. Mr. Collins, this is insufferable.
Please, Mrs. Parker, if you'll just be patient.
I've had enough patience. I want those shoes today.
Of course, Mrs. Parker.
And if I don't get them today, this branch of Parker Shoe Store will have a new manager. Good day.
But, Mrs. Parker... Oh...
I'm sorry, Mr. Collins, but you didn't tell me about the shoes.
You sent them out to be cleaned, did you?
Oh, not exactly,
Richmond,
sir.
I'm on the verge of losing my temper. On the verge, Richmond. You go and get those shoes and bring them back here just as fast as you can.
Yes, sir, but...
And don't come back without them.
Yes?
Hello. I'm looking for Miss Carol Bolton.
Miss Bolton isn't here now. I'm the landlady. Can I give her a message?
Well, no. No, thank you. Do you know when she'll be back?
I'll be glad to give her a message.
No, really. You see, it's rather personal.
Oh?
Yes.
Well, she isn't here.
Hey, wait a minute.
You needn't wait, young fellow. I'm on to your trick.
But you don't understand.
Oh, yes, I do. We had one of you smart alleys around last month with all your personal business and so on. If you want a date with Miss Brayton, you'll have to get yourself properly introduced. And even then, I wouldn't count on it.
But I have been introduced. Yeah, we're old friends.
I don't remember seeing you before.
Well, I just got into town. She doesn't know I'm here.
Why, of course.
Huh?
You must be from Logan.
Logan?
Yes, Logan, Utah. Oh, I should have known. I'll just get you that hometown boy Miss Fulton gets all those letters from. Oh, now won't she be surprised?
Yes. Yes, that she will.
Well, I declare. And I thought you were one of those fresh young men who work up in this golden office. Oh. Come in. You must think I'm terrible.
Oh, no, not at all. Oh, but if Carol isn't here, perhaps I'd better...
Oh, why no? Oh, I'm so excited, I can hardly think. Are you going to be here long?
Well, I'm not sure.
Oh, you'll have to excuse me for talking the way I did. But Miss Bolton's so pretty and nice, and with no one to look after her, I feel kind of responsible.
Well, that's very nice of you, Mrs...
Mrs. Green.
You do.
And, I hate to confess this, but I don't remember your name.
Richmond? Paul Richmond.
Oh, yes. Well, Mr. Richmond, I can tell you Miss Bolton's just wonderful. I love having her here. Now, this is her room. You see, I fixed it all up.
Yes, it's very pretty.
Now, Mr. Richmond, perhaps I shouldn't ask, but are you and Miss Bolton going to be married soon?
Married?
Yes. I'd love to have the wedding here, if you are, I mean. Oh, I love weddings. They're so beautiful and so sad in some ways.
Yes, well, I really can't say, Mrs. Griggs, but if we get married, I promise you we'll be married here.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Richmond.
All right. Tell me, Mrs. Griggs, did Carol get the package I sent?
Package?
Yes. That's what came while you were out. A pair of leopard skin shoes. I thought you might have seen them.
Oh, I know. I don't think so.
She should have had them this morning.
Well, now, she's been in and out several times, and I just didn't notice what she was wearing. But they might be in her closet.
Oh, that one over there?
Why, yes.
Well, I'll just peek in, then, if you don't mind. I wanted her to have them by the time I got here.
Are they there?
Well, no. No, I guess not.
Oh. Well, maybe she's wearing them.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
What's that?
Where did you say she went?
Well, why, she went to work, I suppose.
Work?
Didn't she tell you? She took a job just last month with Mr. Parker.
Parker?
Why, yes. He's that big shoe store man.
Parker? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it. I think he's quite nice. Married, you know?
Excuse me, Mrs. Griggs. I thank you very much.
Mr. Richmond, where are you going? Oh, for heaven's sake. He doesn't waste any time, does he? Yes, Mr. Parker?
Has Roscoe Bunker called yet, Miss Bolton?
No, Mr. Parker.
But he's going to get a piece of my mind. Look at this. 85 new slogans and not a good one in the lot. Listen. Got the blues? Try Parker's shoes. Oh, great Scott, I could do better myself.
Yes, Mr. Parker.
In fact, I think I will. If anyone wants me during the next hour, tell them I'm busy. Got that?
Yes, Mr. Parker. Oh, dear.
Well... Hello?
I'm sorry, sir, Mr. Parker. Oh, it's you.
Yes, of course it's me. I just ran up 8 flights of stairs to ask you if you...
I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Richmond, but I'm very busy, so you might just as well run right down again.
What are you talking about?
I never go out with strangers.
What? Did you actually think I came clear up here? Oh, now, really, Miss Bolton, believe me, I wasn't going to ask you for a date.
You weren't?
No.
Well, I'm sorry if I misjudged you. I merely thought you were running the type. And you are the type.
Hey, I must have made quite an impression on you.
You did no such thing.
You remembered my name.
It was a mental lapse, I assure you.
Uh-huh. Well, we can talk about that later. But right now, I have to speak to you about this morning.
Oh, so that's it.
Well, yes, you see...
You found out that I really do know Mr. Parker, and now you're afraid I'll report you.
Report me? I didn't do anything.
Well, you sold me a $50 pair of leopard skin shoes for only $10.
I did. Oh, yes, I did, didn't I?
I told you they were worth more.
I know, and I appreciate it, too, but now I have to take them back.
Take them back? You'll do nothing of the sort.
Oh, but I must.
Now, look, Mr. Richmond, you sold me those leopard skin shoes. I have the sales slip, and I'm not going to give them back.
Yeah, but I made a mistake. You see, those shoes were ordered especially for Mrs. Parker.
Well, let him order another pair especially for Mrs. Parker.
But they're no more in her size.
That's not my fault.
Would you like me to call Mrs. Parker and tell her that you refuse to give up her shoes?
But they're my shoes.
Well, I never. Young man, what are you doing here?
What the... Oh, Mrs. Parker.
Shall I call Mr. Parker for you, Mrs. Parker?
Not just yet, Miss Fulton. Well, young man?
It's Parker.
Don't be impudent. Did you bring my shoes?
Well, no, Mrs. Parker. You see, I had a lot of bundles that Mr. Collins wanted me to get to Mr. Parker, and I just couldn't carry anything else.
Bundles? Why, I didn't see
you. You weren't here, Miss Bolton.
But that...
So I'll just bring them on the next trip, Mrs. Parker. Don't you worry.
Oh? Then what did Mr. Collins mean when I phoned him an hour ago? He said you hadn't come back.
Well, no, I hadn't. Not an hour ago. I had several errands to run, and there were some complications and a certain number of unexpected developments.
Oh, please, young man, I can't understand a word you're saying. Now, all I want to know is, do you have the shoes or don't you?
Well, practically, Mrs. Parker.
Mr. Richmond, why don't you tell Mrs. Parker the real story?
The real story? Oh, I'll explain about that later, Miss Bolton, but now...
No, not so fast, young man. What were you saying, Miss Bolton?
Why,
it's nothing important, Mrs. Parker. Just a new order from the store. Some shoes Mr. Collins ordered.
Oh! That girl! My shoes!
Mrs. Parker, now...
This girl is wearing my shoes!
Now, I can explain, Mrs. Parker, really.
Young man, did you say you came up here to bring some bundles to Mr. Parker?
Well, yes, but...
So that's it. My own husband.
What?
Taking shoes away from his own wife to give to his secretary.
What? Oh, no, Mrs. Parker, please, you've got it all wrong.
You were the go-between.
Me? No, now look, I mean, listen.
What in thunderation is going on out here? How can a man think?
Hello, my dear.
Don't speak to me, dear boy. I can't stand it.
What? What are you talking about?
Taking my shoes to get to her.
Now, really, Mr. Parker, it's all a terrible mistake.
Say, what is all this?
I can explain everything, Mr. Parker.
You've done enough, young man. And as for you, Miss Bolton,
we will be quiet. Now, all right. In the first place, my dear, I didn't give any shoes to anyone. So stop sniffling.
But they're my shoes, dear boy. And she's wearing them.
Your shoes, my dear.
That's the Parker, Mr. Parker. Yeah, I mean, Mr. Parker. You see, they aren't Mrs. Parker's shoes at all.
Not my shoes?
I know they're not yours.
Then where are my young men?
Well, you'll get them, Mrs. Parker, I promise.
I give up. I don't know what this is all about, but I don't like it. Miss Bolton, I hold you responsible.
Me?
But, Mr. Parker...
And you, young man, what are you doing here anyway?
Well, I just came to see Miss Bolton, that's all. Just a social call.
Social call? That does it. Miss Bolton, you know I have strict rules against conducting personal business during office hours. You're fired, Miss Bolton, fired. Come, my dear.
Dear boy, are you sure you didn't know about those shoes?
Don't be silly, my dear. Why should I give Miss Bolton a pair of shoes?
Well, that's that.
Don't go away.
Now, wait a minute. There's nothing to cry about. I'll straighten everything out.
You've done just about enough already, thank you. Goodbye, Mr. Richmond.
But, Carol... Hey, Carol, wait a minute.
Richmond, whatever happened to you?
Hello.
Come in.
Thank you, Mrs. Wiggs. Griggs, I had some things to attend to.
Well, I'm so glad you came back. Carol came home just a moment ago.
Yes. Well...
I'll tell you what, Mr. Richmond. I'll wait out here, and you just tiptoe into her room and surprise her.
Yeah, well, that's very nice of you, Mrs. Griggs, but...
Oh, no, go right ahead. I know how it is with you young people. She'll be so pleased. She won't know what to do.
Yes, I hope so.
Go ahead now. Don't lose your nerve.
No, I'm all right. Thanks, Mrs. Griggs. Well, here goes. Hello.
What? Oh, you!
No, now, Carol, don't. No,
go away!
No, now, Carol, please. Everything's going to be all right, I promise.
You and your promises.
Well...
Say, how did you get in here?
Well, Mrs. Griggs let me in.
Are you sure?
Certainly. But she was very nice about it.
I don't believe you.
Well, it's the truth, Carol. Look, all I'm trying to do is straighten everything out. Now, if you'll just give me back Mrs. Parker's shoes, I'll get your job back for you. Oh,
don't, Carol. Please don't cry. Oh.
makes me feel terrible.
It does?
Yes, honestly.
Oh,
gosh. Look, Carol, I'm only trying to help you. Can't you understand? Don't you want your job back?
Well, yes, I guess so.
Well, there, now that's better. All you have to do is give me the shoes and I'll fix everything.
Are you sure?
I give you my word. Now just take them off now and...
May I come in?
I just couldn't wait any... Why, Miss Bolton, you're crying. No, what's the matter?
Nothing, Mrs. Griggs, nothing. Everything's fine. If you'll just...
Oh, of course. You did give me a turn, though. Oh, I thought perhaps you'd been fighting. Well, I'm counting on that wedding, you know.
Wedding?
Please, Mrs. Griggs.
Didn't Mr. Richmond tell you, Miss Bolton? Why, he...
No, we haven't...
Wait a minute. What did Mr. Richmond tell you, Mrs. Griggs?
Well, you
said... No, it wasn't anything.
You keep out of this. Go on, Mrs. Griggs.
Why, he just said that I could have the wedding here.
What?
That is, when you and he are married.
What?
I'd love to have it here, Miss Bolton.
Oh, Paul Richmond,
Mrs. Griggs, he's been lying to you.
Oh, you mean you're not going to really?
Why, I only met him this morning, but he said...
Now, I can explain.
Oh, you're an imposter.
Now, ladies, please, don't get excited.
I'll send you to leave my house, young lady.
Yes, Mrs. Griggs.
You heard what she said. Go on.
But
will you leave, Mr. Richmond, or must I call the police?
Please, no, don't do that. I'll go.
But... Mr. Richmond.
All right, I'm going. Good night, ladies. Oh, me. This is Paul Richmond, Mr. Collins.
Richmond, where are you?
I'm in a phone booth right now, Mr.
Never
Collins.
Never mind. Have you got the shoes?
Well, not exactly, Mr. Collins.
Where are they?
Well, they were in Mr. Parker's office this morning, but a young lady...
I'll phone Mr. Parker and tell her. Goodbye.
What? No, Mr. Collins, wait a minute. Oh, well. People. Shoes. Alligators.
Hello?
Miss Carol Bolton, please.
He isn't here just now. Who's calling?
Well, this is Parker. Mr. Parker speaking.
Oh, Mrs. Parker. Why, she just went to your office.
Oh, I see. Well, she did? I thought she was fired.
What?
Goodbye, Mrs. Griggs. I have to hurry.
It's wise to choose Parker's shoes. Oh, no. Zip. What darn fool tossed that one up? I want to... Oh, Miss Bolton.
Yes, I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Parker. I left in such a rush that I forgot some of my things.
I see. Well, all right.
I won't be long, Mr. Parker.
Oh, take your time. I'm sorry about that unpleasantness, Miss Bolton. But you see, Mrs. Parker still has a suspicion that, those silly shoes you have and...
I quite understand.
However, if I can get Mrs. Parker calmed down, perhaps, why don't you stop in, say, next week?
Oh, I will, Mr. Parker, thank you.
Well, I still have to get that slogan out. Can't find a good one. Board of directors meeting in the morning, you know. Good luck, Miss Bolton.
Thank you, sir.
Carol.
Where did you come from?
Now, don't be angry. I had to hide behind the filing cabinet so Parker wouldn't see me. Look, Carol, I'm sorry about Mrs. Griggs.
You needn't be. I'm sure it won't happen again.
Well, you know, I didn't say I was his hometown character. That was Mrs. Griggs' idea.
Mr. Richmond, I'll be very grateful to you if you'll please go away and stop bothering me.
Sure, if that's the way you feel about it. I'm glad you're getting your job back. I heard what Mr. Parker said.
I haven't got it back yet.
Well, practically. Oh, look, Carol, I know you're mad, but... Well, I'm in a spot. Will you help me out? Mr. Collins is phoning Mrs. Parker, and she'll be coming up here pretty soon to get her shoes.
Well?
And it isn't just me. Mr. Collins will lose his job. He told her the shoes would be here.
I suppose that was another one of your stories.
Well, no, not exactly, but... Well, the point is... Well, Carol, if you'll just be a good sport and give them to me, everything will be
fine. But I can't take them off here. What would I wear?
Well, I'll figure out something. Come on, please.
Well, I don't know as I should. The whole thing's your own fault. Besides, I can't walk home in my stockings.
I told you I'd think it. Good grief.
What's the matter?
Mrs. Parker just got out of the elevator. Carol, give me those shoes, quick.
What are you... Let go of my foot. Oh,
now look what you've done.
Oh. What's going on here? You two, what?
It's all right, Mrs. Parker. It's all right. Miss Bolton just slipped.
Why, I...
Now, here, Miss Bolton. Let me help you out.
I never heard of such a... Now, Mr. Richmond, you get out of here this minute. Both of you.
Now, how can I think of slogans with all this racket? Oh, are you back again, young man? I've had just about enough of this.
Throw them out, dear point. I insist.
You keep out of this. Oh, my dear...
Now, look, Mr. Parker, there's nothing to get excited about. I just brought Mrs. Parker's shoes up, that's all.
Now, listen to me, young man.
I mean it, Mrs. Parker. See? Here they are.
What? So they are. Well,
I said I'd get them for you, didn't I?
Well, are you sure these are mine, young man?
Why, certainly, Mrs. Parker. Try one of them on. If the shoe fits, why...
What?
Huh?
What did you say?
Nothing, Mr. Parker. I only said if the shoe fit, Mrs. Parker, well, then that should...
If the shoe fit, it's the Parker. Ho, 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 ho! Young man, you've hit it.
Yes? What?
The perfect slogan. Let me congratulate you, Mr.
Richmond, Paul Richmond.
Yes. I've been trying to find a new slogan for 3 weeks, Richmond, and you've given me one in 3 minutes. I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Parker, but I...
Ever done any publicity, Richmond?
Yes, sir, I...
Then a job's waiting for you. 200 a week to start. Fair enough?
200? Well, yes, sir, but...
Good. Report in the morning. And, you too, Miss Bolton. Now that this shoe business is straightened out, maybe I'll get some peace and quiet around here.
Oh, Pierpoint, you haven't even looked at my shoe.
Well, bring them along, my dear. See you in the morning, Richmond.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr... Parker? Carol, did you hear what he said?
I heard, but I still don't have any shoes.
Well, I said I'd think of something, didn't I? Look, Carol, can't we be friends? If you aren't busy tonight, I thought...
Well, of all the... Well, all right.
God, it's swell, Carol. We'll get along fine.
Well, I hope so.
In fact, I was thinking this afternoon that... If Mrs. Griggs really wants a wedding in her house, well...
Aren't you rushing things a bit?
Well, I just thought that...
Paul, remember that hometown boy that writes all the letters?
Oh, yeah. From Logan. I'd forgotten about him.
He's my cousin, Paul. He's married and has 5 children.
What? He is? Oh, that's great. Well, I mean, now... Oh, you know, I really love you, Carol.
Are you sure that's not just another story to keep me from feeling hurt?
Why, I wouldn't hurt you for the world. Come here, Carol.
Oh, Paul. Ouch!
Huh? Well, Carol, well, what's the matter?
You were standing on my toes.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Olin Sule again. We hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Next week, Grand Marquis will present a lighthearted tale of love and laughter in which a slightly balmy young man knows what he wants and proves it by proposing at first sight. We think you'll enjoy Harold Gass and Samuel Dan's Love is a Better Word. Good night. Tonight's original play, If the Shoe Fits, was written by George Brensback and produced by Norman Felton. Olin Sule played Paul, and Burl Vaughn played Carol.
The orchestra was conducted by Joseph Colicchio with original music composed by Emil Soderstrom. Watch for the next performance when Grand Marquis will again blaze with light and color high in the gay airways, inviting you to join our audience for a performance of Love is a Better Word. Your announcer is Cleve Kirby. Grand Marquis is produced in Chicago. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.